The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Come on.
Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Tim Kakir. Tim, are you ready to do this?
Yes. Hi, George. Thank you for having me.
Excited to have you on. Tim is a growth consultant. He's helping companies, entrepreneurs, and students achieve fast and consistent growth. Tim, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yes. So I'll give a little bit of my personal background because I think it helps a lot in what I do. I was born to a Turkish father, a French mother, in Istanbul, Turkey. And then I had the luck to move to Seattle, Los Angeles, London, and now Spain. And I speak four languages. Yeah, four and some other very minimal. But so why I'm saying this is because it really helped me understand different cultures. It really helped me understand and see company growth, personal growth from different angles, from very different cultural angles and different learning methodologies. I had the chance to go to school in Turkey, in the US, in London. I've done a lot of education in different places in the world. And I've realized that, you know, we're all humans, we're all the same, but we all look at things from different angles, which is great. And we should really empower companies to do that. And this is why my growth consultancy has been very interesting for me. I've worked with French companies, Turkish companies, lots of American companies, a lot of UK companies and so on. But obviously, every company has different type of people in the company, and it's very interesting to be able to be able to put myself in their shoes and how they think and why they think the way they do. Why do they solve a problem in this way and somebody else solves it in another way? And that really helped me a lot in my for me and my clients.
Yeah, that's fascinating. I mean, I can only imagine the value of being able to have those different experiences in those different places and to be able to speak four plus languages. I think that how you look at something makes all the difference. Yep. So the way that you're viewing a situation through the lens that you're viewing it through the world, the different angles as you talked about, I think is really cool and definitely a benefit when you're trying to solve different problems. So when you talk about growth, it's probably a very, very relative thing, but how does a conversation usually start when you're meeting with somebody or talking with a potential client?
Yeah, well, that's a funny one because I think about 5-6 years ago, we had growth hacking was a trend, wasn't it? And it was like, everybody was a growth hacker and I did ride that wave, George, and I had to, right? Because that was the trend. And so then I realized that these little hacks are not sustainable. So a lot of my clients usually come in from this perspective of, hey, we heard you're a growth hacker. You know, most of my clients come from referrals, to be honest. And they're like, oh, we heard you're a great growth hacker. I'm like, I'm not a growth hacker anymore. Yes, we will grow, but it's not going to be with hacks. It's going to be a sustainable systems, processes that we're going to build, that we're going to change, we're going to optimize, we're going to find the right tools to automate certain things. We're going to make sure to align all your teams so that everybody's rowing in the same direction. There's going to be a lot of workshop. There's going to be a lot of conversation, a lot of training material, a lot of documentation. And that's growth. So suddenly, then some of the potential clients go, they're like, oh my God, that's a lot. I'm like, well, yeah, that is growth. If you want to grow sustainably, you have to do the right things at the right time, at the right place, and so on. And it's not just a hack. I can do a growth hack. We can scrape potential clients and then send them an automated message. We can scrape them on LinkedIn, as we all know now. There are so many things that we can do that are little hacks. But I can guarantee you that's not going to be sustainable. You're going to live that for a few months. You're going to see that in your dashboards. And from there on, it's going to die down. And I bet you that's not what you want. And then luckily, a lot of the people that I speak that I have the time to converse about this, they suddenly go, they're like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense now. And if that sweet aha moment happens, then we usually close a great deal. And minimum, I do 3 months. A very sweet spot of my consultancy has been about 6 months. And it's usually just before the round A or just after a round A investment for tech companies.
Got it. That makes sense. Yeah, hacking. I imagine that somebody who is a professional is mildly irritated by that term, and for good reason. And it's very, very short-sighted and definitely not sustainable. So are there certain like segments like sales, marketing, fulfillment, customer service, or are you looking at everything?
Well, so I try to look at everything today, actually, which is great because I'm trying to find a new tagline for myself. It is, I'm jack of all trades, master of finding experts, right? So I can understand from a lot in the company. And if I see that my skills and my experience is not enough there, I can find the right person and we can guide the right person together with my client to do the specialized job. But I started my career in sales. When I was in LA, I was selling carpets door to door. So I'm a very, very into sales. Then I was lucky to switch a little bit to marketing because I realized I prefer to find the people that needs the carpet instead of shoving down their throat the carpet when they don't need it, you know. And from marketing, I realized about this growth hacking space, as we mentioned, that brought me a lot onto product tools, processes and systems. And I had the chance to be a CEO of a nice B2B SaaS company here. And that really taught me that growth was actually in every department. Growth was having the right people at the right place, with the right tools, with the right goals and the right processes. And if you can bring these together, that's where growth happens. So this is why when my clients hire me and the first thing that I see is it's marketing and sales hate each other. I mean, I say hate each other, maybe it's too strong, but it's usually they blame each other, right? So they'll go, you know, the lead quality and the marketing people say, no, they don't know how to close and stuff. And that's where the first quickest problem is making sure they sit at the same table. They look at the same dashboard. They look at the same campaigns together. And they brainstorm and ideate and even approve things together because they go hand in hand. Marketing and sales has to go hand in hand. The best growth, not hacks, but growth systems that we've built with my clients has been when marketing actually helps the sales profiles and not just the sales department, but the individual sales profiles. If you can, as a marketing team, you can help the individual sales profiles and amplify their reach and make them look even better with your marketing and branding skills, that's where growth happens because sales will be able to close deals easier. Then suddenly they're going to like marketing. They're going to say, oh, wow, you made me look great at this client. Thank you so much. Or you gave me some great PDFs. You gave me all the material that looks great, that has our values and so on and our unique selling points and so on. When that happens, it's one of the fastest, quickest growth that I see. It's that marriage, that nice marriage between marketing and sales. If you can achieve that, that's already a big thing. You know, product and marketing now are getting closer together, and this is why we have product marketing and so on. Sales and product is getting closer as well, but there's been this classical issue between marketing and sales, and it still happens. I see a lot of clients now not doing it, but also, majority of it, they'll struggle there. So I like to look at very different departments, but my always goal is to bring them together so that they can row in the same direction.
Yeah, that makes sense. When you say sales profile, what is that? Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, it could be an SDR. It could be an account executive. It could be anybody that has a LinkedIn profile and is trying to close deals. Maybe it's doing outbound or maybe it's working on the inbound leads and so on. Usually, they don't focus on marketing themselves, right? Because their sales profile, they just want to go sell the deal. And a marketing team always is but most of the time is focused on marketing the company website, the company ebooks, the company PDFs, the company LinkedIn profile, and so on, which is which is great, but we all buy things from people, from another person. Mark, to say everything at the end of the day, it's human to human, right? I had this conference and I gave a speech there, and I said I don't believe in even B2B or B2C. I believe in H2H, in human to human, because that's at the end we sell to a human, even if it's a business owner or a marketing professional, still a human, right? So when a marketing team can help the sales team, but in a human level, and they can help their LinkedIn profile, you know, it could just be by designing the same banner for all the sales guys. And giving a nice profile picture with the same color or background, having a nice bio and making sure that on the bio, you know, there is all the value there and you can see it, the proposition and so on. And when they do that, suddenly, obviously, the salespeople suddenly look better, they sell better, they're more respected, right? And that creates a very good atmosphere between the departments, and the company revenue is growing. And when the company revenue is growing, usually things are looking much better for the company, and they like each other and everybody's happy.
That does probably have a tendency to make everybody happier. So
yeah,
H to H, I love it, right? It is human to human. And so it makes sense that we need to make sure that we're understanding and embracing that. Should we achieve that, how important are the tools? Are certain tools exponentially better, and I just don't even realize it as a business?
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
I think tools are key to business growth and to personal growth as well. Some people get scared from having too many tools. And yes, having too many tools for the sake of having tools is bad. When you're looking to get a new tool for a certain problem that you're trying to solve, or certain processes that you want to automate and so on, you really have to have what I call like a little one pager. You know, why are we getting this tool? How are we going to integrate it with the other tools? How are people going to use it? Who's going to use it? Which type of access they're going to have? What do we expect from them frequency wise, daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, from the tool, and how they're going to use it? When we start planning around the tool that we want, then we definitely find better tools. And we're able to onboard and integrate this tool into the day-to-day lives of, it could be marketing, sales, product, or it could be company-wide tools sometimes. I am a tool freak, so some people call me Tool Time Tim, and that's something that it's coming soon, George. You will see some live streams on LinkedIn and YouTube under the name of Tool Time Tim, and I will be interviewing people like you do, but I will interview people who has tools, or product managers, CEOs, founders, and I'm going to talk about their tools and why their tool is the right tool or not the right tool, and I want to make a transparent conversation about this. There's so many tools out there, it can get confusing, you know, and this is why I think your question is great. The exponential side of a tool is really when we collectively put our intelligence into these tools, and I talk a lot about collective intelligence. And in collective intelligence, we do have to have knowledge management tools, we have to have communication tools, we have to have project management, task management tools, we have to have goal management tools, you know, sometimes challenge management tools, which doesn't exist yet. It's a category that that I'm looking. There are some issue log tools stuff, but not challenge as a company. And obviously all the ideation tools, where do we create? You know, is it whiteboard, digital whiteboards? Is it documents? That's where collective intelligence happens. So my biggest goal as a growth consultant, it's to bring the human intelligence and the creativity and make that integrated with the tools that we have and make sure that it's almost transparent of the usage of the tool and the human side of it, because it becomes such a day-to-day flow, right? And when you achieve that flow, the tools are our best friends. And I had this saying as well, tools ain't for fools, right? So we have to be very smart about the usage of XYZ tool.
I appreciate that. In a perfect world, it would be seamless, right? I wouldn't have to be looking through my drawer of tools and picking it out. It would just be part of everything that I'm doing, and I wouldn't even be thinking about it. I wouldn't have to take the tool out. It would just be kind of part of it. How common is that, or is a big part of your job actually helping to show them how to use it and use it seamlessly?
It is a big part of my job, because as mentioned, I love the tools and I'm addicted to it. And the usage of it daily is very important for many of them, not maybe dashboards. You want to see them weekly sometimes and so on. But so how do we do that? It's to make sure that wherever the person is, the tool is there. As you said, I don't want the person to leave their desk or to think about, hold on, let me open up my drawers of tools and find the right tool for the job, right? Instead, it should be, oh, I'm on XYZ website, or I'm on our HubSpot and I have a Chrome extension that pop in that helps me for do this. Or it is that every morning when I open my desktop, you know, I do want to have our, if it's a Notion knowledge management, I want to see my welcome of the morning. I want to be able to see my calendar of the day. You know, I want to see these automatically. As you mentioned, I think that spending the time of finding the tool, opening up the tool and logging in and then being where we're supposed to be, we lose that that flow, we lose that creative flow, that execution flow that we get into, because you know the cognitive power doesn't kick in right away. It takes time for it to kick in, and when it kicks in, you want to stay in that flow, right? And it doesn't stay for very long. So how do we make it so seamless, as you mentioned, so that when I open up something else happens, right? And according to that, suddenly after a couple of weeks, a month time, it's so automatic that my job is like everything is happening. And what do we do as humans, and what we're good at, and what we're paid for, and we should be more paid for? It's our creativity. It's our thinking outside the box. The boxes are there. Let's know how to operate the boxes, and let's know how to manage these boxes, but let's bring what the boxes can't bring yet. And AI still can't bring creativity and thinking outside the box. It still can't. Just to add something to that, I think that lately we've seen a lot of amazing products and tools designed in a way to live in places that we're already working. Right, some of the strongest tools out there right now, they are little Chrome extensions that pop up when you open your Chrome browser, you know, and you don't have to open up another tool and another platform and log into it. No, it's just there because it knows you're going to spend about 90% of your day on Chrome anyways doing things. So it just pops up there. You can add your tasks in your Chrome. You can see your calendar in your Chrome. You can do many, many things in the place that we are. And this is why Slack has been super successful, right? All the integrated bots and little apps inside Slack. Zoom. Today we're having this call on Zoom while we're recording your podcast. Now there is Zoom apps, right? So before you had to have Zoom and then open up Miro, whiteboard, digital whiteboard somewhere else. Now you actually have it embedded, right? And I don't have to leave the space where I'm working, since we're all remote as well. That's the key. That is the key. It's fine where people are. Don't make them get out of where they are. Bring stuff to them. That's a bit my goal as well.
That makes a ton of sense. That's a great way to think about that. I like it. Well, Tim, people are ready for that difference-making tip, even though you've given us a lot. What do you have for them?
Well, it's document everything. I know it's boring, but when you start documenting everything, all your learnings, the things you've done, the failures, and then you look back at them, that's where I found the best growth happened. And documentation doesn't have to be ugly. It could be very sexy by using tools like Notion or Coda. There are so many other tools that can help you make documentation very visual, with examples, with videos, with, you know, Loom recordings and so on. Do that. Do that from day one. Do that at school. Do that in your company. Do that for your personal lives. Do that for your family management. Document everything, and then you'll find gaps. You'll find problem areas much easier.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets, come on. It's got to know, right? If we have no idea where those gaps are or where the opportunities to make improvements are, then we just don't know. And we end up probably wasting a ton of time. So, 100%. Well, Tim, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you?
Yeah, I'm posting every day on LinkedIn. So Tim Kakir, TimCakir on LinkedIn. I should be the first one that show up, hopefully. Connect with me, follow me. I post every day. I share everything that I learn, my tips and tricks. I share templates. I have a newsletter there. Everything happens there. So I am 100% transparent with what I do every day.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed this much as I did, show Tim your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Find Tim on LinkedIn under Tim Kakir. It's C-A-K-I-R. How do you actually pronounce your last name, Tim, for everybody?
In Turkish, normally the full name is Timuçin Çakır, but I was able to go Tim, but the last name, it just went Kakir now, so it's Tim Kakir.
A little too difficult for us dummies here in the United States. So
it's not about that. It's about the cultural differences, you know, and you don't have the C with the little things, and Turkish has an I without a dot. It's very confusing, so don't worry.
Love it. Excellent. Again, Tim Kakir, TimCakir on LinkedIn. Take advantage of Tim's transparency and everything he's sharing, and keep an eye out for Tool Time Tim as well and all the great stuff that he is producing and putting out into the world. Thanks again, Tim.
Thank you so much, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.